The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
The theme that I've been talking about in this majalis is basically to see those who are close to Amir al-Mu'mineen so that we can relate to them, look at them as role models and examples of what does it mean to be Shia of Ali. I would like to talk about a lady, because when we talk about the Shia of Ali, it was not only the men. And this is just one example of a very courageous lady who was among the loyal followers of Amir al-Mu'mineen. And her name was Sauda bint Ammara al-Hamdaniya. She came from Hamdaniya tribe of Yemen. Just to give you a background of the tribe, it was a tribe which was very much devoted to Amir al-Mu'mineen from day one when they became Muslims. Rasulullah sent Amir al-Mu'mineen to Yemen, and this time Amir al-Mu'mineen was able to convince the people in that area, especially the tribe of Hamdaniya, and they all became Muslim at the hand of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. Sauda bint Ammara was a very courageous lady and talented in poetry. She was with her brother in the Battle of Siffin. She joined the brother, and the brother was there commanding actually the contingent of Hamdaniya tribe in the army of Amir al-Mu'mineen. You know, different tribes were divided in different forms. And she was there, and she actually used her talent to boost the morale of her brother and the fighters who were in that group. She used to get up on the camel and recite her poetry. Of course, it's not in a singing type. It's just the simple words. And her lines of poetry became so famous to boost the morale of the soldiers of Amir al-Mu'mineen that even the soldiers of Muawiyah actually had memorized those words, although it was going against them. You know, where she says, Shammir kafa'li abika yabn Ammara yawm atti'an wa multaqal aqran. Get ready like your father or son of Ammara, referring to her brother. On the day of fight when champions meet, وَانْصُرْ عَلِيًّا وَالْحُسَيْنَ وَرَحْتَهُ وَقْصُدْ لِهِنْدٍ وَإِبْنِهَا لِهَوَانَ. Support Ali and Hussein and his family, and target Hind, the mother of Muawiyah. Target Hind and her son with disgrace. إِنَّ الْإِمَامْ أَخَ النَّبِي مُحَمَّدْ عَلَمُ الْهُدَى وَمَنَارَةُ الْإِيمَانِ. The Imam that we have is the brother of Prophet Muhammad. He is the alam, the sign and banner of guidance, and he is the minaret of iman. فَقُدِ الْجُيُوشِ وَسِرْ عَمَامَ لِوَائِهِ. So lead the armies and go ahead of the flag. قَدَمًا بِعَبْيَزٍ صَارِمٍ وَسِنَانٍ. March forward with shining sword and arrows. The third line is very clear, that this imam is the brother of Rasulullah. He is Alam al-Huda wa Manaratul Iman. He is the flag or the symbol of guidance, and he is the minaret of faith and Iman. Years passed. Amir al-Mu'mineen was killed. The peace treaty was signed between Imam Hassan alayhi salam and Muawiyah. And now, the time we are moving forward, Muawiyah is now the absolute ruler of the Muslim world. He had sent one of his very cruel army officer by the name of Ibn Artaat to Yemen with a mission of, you know, gathering the tax from them. And he came to Hamdaniya tribe. And this person had kind of a, you know, very strong hatred towards Ali and Ali. So anyone who loved Ali, he would have a serious problem with them. And so in his process of extracting that, you know, tax from them, he was very cruel. He even killed people, took things without any basis for it. And so the tribe became very concerned. And they said, why don't we send somebody on our behalf to Muawiyah to complain about this officer that he has sent? And amazingly, when the tribe thought about it, they couldn't think of any name more appropriate than the name of Sauda bint Ammar. Because she knew she was a very courageous lady. Even in front of a tyrant ruler, she will be speaking the truth and nothing else. And so you can realize her greatness, you know, and image in these in the tribe. And so she went to Damascus, asked permission to meet Muawiyah. She was given the time. But before she was asked to come in the darbar of Muawiyah, the advisor who was sitting there, they reminded Muawiyah that she is the same lady who was reciting these lines, these words in Siffin. And they repeated the whole, you know, line of poetry that she had. And so when she goes in after the formal, you know, greetings and everything, Muawiyah said, are you the one who is reciting this poetry in Siffin against me? And this is where you see, you know, the courage is not in wielding this sword. It is actually kalimatu haqqin inda imam al-ja'ir, speaking the truth and haqq in front of a tyrant ruler. That is the standard of courage. And she responds by saying, ayy wallah, ma misli man raghiba anil haqq aw i'tazara bil kidhb. She says, yes, yes, by Allah, a person like me does not turn away from the truth nor apologizes falsely. Yes, these are my words. And I said on the basis of haqq in Siffin. So Muawiyah is now asking her, what motivated you to say these words? This is an example for us, not only for our sisters, even for us men here. She very clearly, without any hesitation, says, you are asking me what motivated me to say these words? حُبُّ عَلِيٍّ وَعِتَّبَاعُ الْحَقِّ. This love for Ali and the sense of following the truth and haqq. That was the basis of my, you know, poetry. And so then Muawiyah, you know, after some other discussion, he says, so what is your plea today? Why you have come here today to me? And she says, and I'll quote you the exact words without going into Arabic here. She says, you are now the ruler of the people and control their affairs. And Allah will question you about your duty towards us, the people. You sent to us people who represent your power and might. This Ibn Artaat, the army officer who was sent, this Ibn Artaat has come to our land, killed our men, taken our property. وَلَوْلَا الطَّاعَ لَكَانَ فِينَ عِزٌّ وَمُنْعَةً. And look at her courage now. If it had not been for the sense of obedience, we also have power and ability to resist. فَإِمَّا عَزَلْتَهُ لَأَشْكَرْنَاكَ. Either you dismiss him and we will be thankful to you. وَإِمَّا لَا فَعَرَفْنَاكَ. And if you don't do that, we will know you. You're talking to somebody who is now considers himself to the emperor. Nobody talks in front of him. And Muawiyah didn't take it lightly. He says, you are threatening me on the basis of your tribe? By Allah, if I intend, I can send you, tie you on the camel and send you back to Yemen to that same officer, and he will implement the judgment against you. Sauda bint Ammara at that time was silent. According to one narration, she actually softly cried. And then extempore, she recited two lines of poetry. She says, صَلَّ الْعِلَاهُ عَلَىٰ رُوحٍ تَضَمَّنَهُ قَبْرٌ فَعَصْبَحَ فِيهِ الْعَدْلُ مَدْفُونَ قَدْ حَالَفَ الْحَقُّ لَا يَبْقَ بِهِ ثَمَنًا فَصَارَ بِالْحَقِّ وَالْإِيمَانِ مَقْرُونَ. She says, may Allah shower blessings on a person that when he was contained by the grave, justice was buried with him. Just look at the thought. Sallallahu ala ruhin tadammanahu qabrun fa'asbaha al-adlu madfuna. That may Allah send the blessings on the person that when he was buried, justice was buried with him. Qad halafa al-haq. He pledged to Allah that he would not sell justice at any cost. And so he became fasara bil haqqi wal imani maqruna. He became one with the truth and the faith. He knows who. But Muawiyah asked her, whom are you referring to in these words? And she says, I am remembering Ali ibn Abi Talib.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Halim Hakimun Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.